now.
Four.
359.
Jakey, we're not hearing any radio. It says online. The radio went off. I'm not hearing any radio. It's still, well, we had, but no, Jake, go.
He said go? So this would be...
Well, so we're going to talk. Say, hey, this is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
With the joys of a remote.
Yeah, the joys of a remote. We are at Newton Speedway.
Yes, we are.
My partner Scott's sitting here. I'd love to tell you we're in an air-conditioned grain bin.
No.
But
no.
We are not. No, it's a lot of fun. We've been watching practice.
Yep.
And you could tell from the practice, you can tell from the small cars to the big cars to yeah cars. That was pretty
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, it was well, okay. I just got a text says they can hear us, so we're good to go.
We're good to go. So,
all right. So sorry for the indecision, but yes. Again, we are 100 yards from a live music stage that is warming up. So we're hearing everything from bass players to bass drums, and we're, 100 yards from IndyCars.
From IndyCars going around. Jimmy Johnson, Helio Castroneves, yeah. Scott Dixon. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Once again, we're coming to you live from Newton Speedway. And we're really glad to be out here. I'm going to go over some of the stuff that's going on out here as soon as I get my phone to give me back my internet.
They need.
So you're going to have races tomorrow.
All right.
What's the matter?
No, we're good.
Oh, we're good. Okay.
Yep, we're good.
You're going to have races tomorrow. It's the Indy Lights tomorrow. And then you have the other cars on Sunday.
Right.
Tim McGraw kicks it off tomorrow at 1 o'clock with a concert. Then you have the race. And then Florida Georgia Line closes the night out. And on Sunday, opening up is Gwen Stefani, probably the same time. And
the Indy Lights are tomorrow at 11:15.
11:15. So and she then, must go early.
And then it's, well, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Then Tim McGraw's at 1. Then the Indy 250,
50s.
And then the big race is between Gwen and
MLA.
Well, I mean, in between their concerts, not between two of them. But then, yeah, that's on Sunday. So it is a weekend full of heat and racing. And
it's free Friday out here, folks. So yeah. If you want to come out here, you want to see what the racetrack looks like, it's in Newton. I mean, it's, what is it, from 24 miles from Des Moines? 30 miles,
well,
if that?
We
17 miles from no, 17 miles from Mitchellville. So
yes,
that would make it 23 to Altoona and probably 33 from Des Moines.
It is a stone's throw. It was an easy drive over.
Easy drive over. Easy drive getting in. Easy drive getting out of here. I have been here. I forgot how big a footprint this is. It's huge. It's a
well,
huge
when
footprint.
You drive by on the interstate to the north, you don't. I mean, you see it. And it doesn't. You think, oh, it's like the Boone Speedway size wise, and then you look over the edge here out there, and it's that's a lot of track. It's impressive.
It's impressive. 7/8 of a mile.
Yep.
And they are flying, and they may put their foot on the brake, but man, they're shifting and they're going.
I was going to say I don't know if they're hitting the brake or if they're just letting off.
Letting off a little bit.
It's impressive.
As always, we want to thank our other sponsors for this program. So you know, just being here with all the Cumulus radio stations, Newton Speedway. It's a pleasure for us to be here. For us in our show, normally, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, we have Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, and the Iowa Cubs. You can check us out on Twitter right now. We've been posting out here at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at 1700 The Champ. You can also go to at 98.3 The Vibe. They're going to be out here at KGGO, at KJJY. They're all going to be out here at different times during the week.
Because we got the champ table underneath the KJJY tent next to the Vibe car.
Yep, next to the Vibe. That's the only way to go, man. You get them all you get them all covered. Sports world, you know, it's you're into a little bit of a lull. Baseball's going to start back up. It started back up a little bit last night.
Yep.
And then you're going to go – we're going to go through a lull for a little bit, but we are – oh, my gosh, we're – what, 40 some days away from college football?
Oh, I was gonna say we're 2.5 weeks from when we really start hitting the football talk and things, and
yep.
And good Lord, as soon as we start talking about who made the roster and who made this cut and what's gonna happen here and there, that's gonna take off. But it's interesting. At least we still have things like LIV Golf to talk about. We have we're here at the Newton Speedway. I guess we're gonna talk Indy racing a little bit today as well.
We are, and it's going to be fun. If they have time, the race director might stop by. We might have some other people stop by and talk. I mean, what's the first thing we want to know? We want to know what they think of the track.
Right.
From what I've heard before and what I'm seeing out there, it looks like they're excited.
Oh, I think the drivers love it.
Yeah.
From everything we've heard, it was neat as we came over the hill coming in on the interstate. First thing we saw was
a
parking lot of private jets next to the airport, next to the speedway out here. So that, I'm sure that's one of the main reasons the big boys like it.
What happens when you have a race car driver build a racetrack in the middle of nowhere? It's Rusty Wallace. Rusty Wallace makes sure
exactly
that there's a landing strip, a pilot himself. So they It's going to be fun. Get out here and enjoy. The tickets aren't that expensive. It's and you get concerts. I mean, even if they're 25 to 45 minute concerts, that's four of the biggest stars in music.
Like I said, we said this earlier, or it was earlier in the week. Trying to remember when we were together again, but it was the fact that Tim McGraw is in essence a midday concert opposed to a night grandstand. I mean, he's grandstand. They're all grandstand, but it's. Yeah, it's impressive what they got going on out here.
Okay, so the small town in me got me in trouble. This is the Iowa Speedway. It's not the Newton Speedway. We're in Newton. It's the Iowa Speedway.
Oh, did you get corrected?
I got corrected. Okay. Sorry, Jake. I'm in. Buddy, I'm sorry. That's the old school in me.
There we go. We are in. Yes.
We are at Iowa Speedway. Nothing at all. We're not trying to.
No, it's again. We know where we were. I mean, trust me. There is signage everywhere. We know we are at the Iowa Speedway.
Iowa Speedway. You know, you kind of take a look there. Hy-Vee, a big part of this.
Yep.
They have some big signs up as well. So, a lot of things to eat. A lot of Scott and I had lemonade already. It was kind of cool.
Refreshing.
It is. Refreshing.
Yep. Thank goodness there is a breeze out here because it would be a toasty day.
It is. You being up in the grandstands there, it's wear a hat. Definitely wear a hat. I definitely would
definitely.
Be. I would be doing that. So in, you know, entertainment, right before we came on, we saw that Vince McMahon is retiring.
Retiring? Yes. Is that the way we're going to call it?
Yes. And
how about you just go away and we don't prosecute you?
Yeah. I think that's kind of where we're at with that.
Yeah.
Nick Khan and Stephanie McMahon Hensley are going to take over the reins of WWE and WWE worldwide. And
I think they have. I mean, I think they, in essence, been running it for quite some time. I just think it's the logistics of getting it out of dad's name.
Right. And Stephanie has been acting as interim CEO.
Right.
She will also take over as chairwoman per the McMahon statement. Nick Khan had been there for a while and had moved into taking on that role while they were going through everything. So, yes, Vince McMahon had some things in his past, and that's kind of the world we live in now. If you have stuff in your past, you might as well get it out there.
Yes.
Come out, say what it is, mea culpa. They're going to find it.
Yeah.
Setting that aside, no one has done more for his sport or for entertainment than what he did with this company. I mean, it's been going on since I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at a point now that it doesn't need Vince McMahon, and they're starting to bring in younger people. I know, for one, Ric Flair is getting ready to wrestle his last match.
Right.
Like you said, 10 years ago was his last
match. Exactly.
Woo! It is a popular form of television. When you look at the ratings on TV, there's usually two or three of them in the top 20 of TV shows. So,
he's
going to be missed. But right. he found out like everybody else did. Just because you have power and you have money doesn't mean you can treat people badly.
Right.
And it caught up with it.
You and I were talking about this, how it was so multi-generational, and even beyond that now, from your grandmother and you watching it. I mean, I watched it with my grandma Iola and stuff like that. But it was All-Star Wrestling. You know, it was here and noon on Saturdays that we watched it. And we were talking about when you were down in, Memphis?
Yes.
And hanging out with Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler, man. He was the best.
And he said, you looked at you and said, who got you into wrestling? I'm going to write it on a napkin. And you said, my grandma. And he opened up a napkin and said, grandma. Because, I mean, he knew his market.
It was hilarious. I mean, she got into it. Grandma Grace, she was into it. And she did not like the bad guys. She was a good girl.
The heels.
Yeah, she was a good girl.
Oh, yeah.
And she did not like that. So it's some interesting things, though, that Vince McMahon, because that's a huge deal. And you know, they're fighting for their lives, too.
Right.
Because of, you know, it's not a, unless it's a sporting event, a football game, a basketball game, a baseball, not even baseball. Baseball's struggling with the same thing. The only thing that's not struggling right now is the National Football League and college football.
Right.
It's always going to have a spot. And then you start bringing in all these outlining things, and they have to find a niche. The women's soccer team has a niche.
Right.
You know what's happening to the women's soccer team? They're getting old. So they have to find people that can come in and have that same kind of
spark that they
Who spot
yeah exactly, because I mean there was a time that which we all talked about. We knew what was it, Brandi Chastain.
Yep.
I mean we could go through the names, because
Rapinoe and all those guys,
the girls
and it you know, it resonated with people. Now they have to find, you know, it's the same thing with we were talking about, you know, after watching Wimbledon, women's tennis and men's tennis. Not a lot of American-born tennis players are popular right now. It's popular in other countries, and they're bringing the kids up like they used to in ours. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, we don't have the Jimmy Connors. We don't have the Pete Sampras. We don't have the
Johnny Max.
Yeah, exactly. It's different how the spotlight waxes and wanes, if you will, of which sport is. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I do watch a lot of cornhole on ESPN3, but I mean I don't think that's quite Wimbledon yet. But
well, and that's the interesting thing too, that the women have actually had more people coming through that have been winning tournaments. If you look at the men's side, you have Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, and Roger Federer.
Yep.
They've won like 86% of the Grand Slams in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible what the run that they've been on. It was the same kind of run that Tiger had in golf from like 2001 or 2000 to like 2009.
Right.
He was winning or finishing in the top five 85% of the tournaments that he was in.
Yep.
Now, he didn't play every tournament either, because he didn't have to.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, he started where you are now seeing. We'll jump into the for these last couple of minutes, and we'll pick it back up. We'll jump into the LIV tournament for just a second.
Oh, just we'll tease on.
We're going to tease on a little bit. See, the PGA Tour got a little fat-headed, right? Because they've had all these, you know, they had Tiger all that time. And then you had Jordan Spieth and a lot of Rory McIlroy. Now you're having younger people that Scottie Scheffler. No one had ever heard of Scottie Scheffler. And he's won three out of the last four majors. You know, they have to find that niche, because and by shaming away some other golfers that want to do something different, every golfer that they shamed away has had a big impact on the PGA in the last 10 years.
Right.
Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, all these guys, they've had a huge impact. And the PGA thinks that they have people that can take that over. I don't know if they do.
No, the more you, I mean, there's such a they're trying to focus on the negative. I mean, it's a big negative. You know, because every article that you read about Liv, it's the Saudi back. You know, and but it's the idea that these guys are going because of a paycheck is because they're saying, look, you just finally doubled the purses on. We were getting the tiniest little right. part of the pie.
Because we left, and so to keep other people from jumping,
right.
you did what we asked you to do. If you had done that
you,
5 months ago, we wouldn't be here.
Right. You blatantly did what we asked you, you know, what we were asking you to do, but you wouldn't. Then you would when the rubber hit the road, you know, per se.
And it was only a matter of time for somebody stepped up and said, okay, that's really good. So you're going to take that part with Saudi Arabia. Okay. Well, when are you going to start coming after all the NBA owners and the NBA
right,
teams
I know.
That have billions of dollars with China?
Right.
It's not like they're standing on top of the I'm a great person like Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a glass house.
Yes.
And you got to be very, very careful what you're doing in glass houses.
Yes.
If my memory serves me correctly, we got about 21 seconds here. So.
Well, I hope that we hear the radio or the music so that we'll know.
Once again, it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're extremely happy to be out here at Iowa Speedway.
In Newton.
A very
quick ride from Des Moines.
It is not bad at all, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, I'm not hearing any music, and we got to be getting close. So I'm just going to keep talking until Jake tells me I don't need to talk anymore. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little baseball, we're going to talk some football, and we're going to talk a little bit of basketball as well. So
Absolutely. Maybe
it's 17-26. Maybe I can't remember my numbers.
I'm sure somebody's going to let us know.
I think they're not going to let us know. So, if you guys can't hear that, hear it.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a concert going on.
Yeah, we're inside the belly of the beast, I think.
We got to dig it. We are at Iowa Speedway right now. We are coming to you live. They are out doing practice laps.
I have no idea. I think they are.
Yep. We've got a concert going on, and you've got a radio show going on here. So sit back and enjoy. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. And it's a nice, comfortable, warm, windy day.
Yes, it is.
I thank God it's windy today.
Yeah, like this. The breeze would be is a godsend because it would be it'd be rough. We're close to a stage, obviously. We're close to the track, obviously, and we are just a few feet from blacktop, and I can feel it.
You can. We want to thank Iowa Speedway for inviting us out here. It's always fun to get out of the studio and get out here with some folks. So had some waves as people were going by. That's always a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We're being brought to you by, and I'm going to read some stuff here. We're being brought to you by Indy, the Indy weekend that's coming up. So let me hit my here we go. I have this one here, so I'm going to read this one. It's join Steen on Sports the Champ this weekend for live at Iowa Speedway. We're here on Friday. That's right now.
Yeah.
It is free to watch NTT IndyCar and Indy Lights practice. They're opening up the infield at 5:30, so you can go out and get autographs from drivers.
Yep.
Helio Castroneves, Jimmy Johnson, Scott Dixon. There's some big names down there, so come here and enjoy that. Friday and Saturday and Sunday is Hy-Vee IndyCarWeekend.com. Great racing action, pre and post game. Now we got motorcycles. We got it all.
We have it all going on. Still a radio show in a blender.
Yeah, great racing action, pre and post race concerts. Here we're talking. We're talking Tim McGraw. We're talking Florida Georgia Line. We're talking Gwen Stefani. And we're talking
Blake Shelton.
Blake freaking Shelton.
Well, and that's the grandstand, big stage stuff. And like I said, we've got a
really
stage.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good.
I'm guessing it's local, but they are they're good and they're loud and they're close.
All of this today is being brought to you by Waxing the City in Clive and Ankeny. So we have all that going on. We've already talked about Vince McMahon. What are they saying?
Oh, I thought I was texting my wife, and I didn't. I texted one of my builders, and he's confused.
It could be. I do want to take just a little bit of time, too. Iowa Wild announced their 2022-2023 home opener. It is the Wild begin their 10th anniversary AHL season at Wells Fargo Arena on October 14th, 2022, against San...
What's that?
Yeah, we can. Whoever's laughing, we caught you there. So you're kind of on. So the Iowa Wild's going, and I think that's good.
Well, this is chaotic. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's what you get when you do remotes.
It is. We're getting some feedback here, so hold on just a second.
Feedback on what it sounds like?
I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping that we're not just talking to ourselves, or they're listening to a great concert.
They are listening to a great concert. Where else do we end? So I have local sponsors here too that are a part of our show. One is Demos helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can call 515-224-1414 or email demos.com and check out wait times on their locations in West Des Moines and Ankeny. They'll take care of your foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, and urgent injury. They also have their urgent injury clinic that is quicker than going to the emergency room. The only thing you can't do, bleeding profusely, bone sticking out.
Yes, that would be
go
ER.
Go to the emergency room. Other than that, go check out Urgent Care with DMOS.
That's the way you look at it. If you think ER, then go ER.
They're helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Jake says we sound good, so we're gonna keep on rocking and rolling.
Is that Jake we can hear in the studio too?
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean, they're having a good time, whoever it is.
We're going strong here. So let's go through some more potpourri that we had going on today.
All right. So we were talking live golf,
yes,
about how it's we don't think that it was going to grab the foothold that it did, because everybody's the main guys were talking about the legacy and the lineage of the PGA and things, and it just got to the point where people are like, I don't necessarily want to be a part of that. I want to make a little money. I want to play less. I want to hang out with my family more and make more, more
make
of a paycheck.
And get some money up front. Still have my sponsors. Now, some of the sponsors, I think the PGA Tour, lambasted sponsors too and said, you can't let these guys do this. I mean, you're part of us too. And I think that's going to turn. They're not going to turn away from these guys. Some of the guys that are out there, some of them nobody cares about, but, Dustin Johnson's never done a bad thing to the PGA.
Right.
He has a family. He doesn't like all the travel. He doesn't like doing that. Now he flies private jets probably, JetBlue or whatever.
Well, the British Open winner, Cam.
Yeah. Cameron Smith.
The fact that he's going now,
there's
that
a 50-50 chance he goes. He didn't go this week.
He didn't know.
A lot of them
he's
did.
He's still drinking beer out of that cup, man.
Did you see he put it in the overhead bin?
He tried to shove it in the case in the overhead bin. Yes, I did see that.
That is crazy.
But now we're getting from the other aspect of it, not just the players, like we talked about. Faraday.
Yep, David Faraday.
David Faraday.
Gary McCord. Charles Barkley.
Well, Charles Barkley, from what we've read, is in negotiations because he wants to be a part of it.
He wants to do golf. They don't let him. He gets to do the golf with with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Right, exactly.
Guys.
Well, and the deal that, like I told you earlier today, before we got on, it was Washington Post or New York Post, something like that, that he sat down with Greg Norman, the guy who's running LIV. And they had a good conversation. But it's going to take a lucrative offer because he makes eight figures doing basketball analysis on TNT.
Yes.
Holy buckets.
And he's, it's the funny thing, too. Is he the best analyst guy? No. Does he come up with great, insights on stuff? No. It's not the same show without him on there.
He's
He makes Kenny Smith and Shaq be good.
Right. Well, he's unapologetic.
No.
And he can back it up with his history and his what he's done, you know?
And he has Tiger Woods in his corner. He has things like that. And, you know, Tiger's going to get to a point, too, where he's not going to be able to play all the time. LIV fits right into that schedule.
I know. And it's getting closer.
Now, the reason he's not going to do that to start with, though, is he still wants to play one more Masters. Yeah. I think he wants to play another Open.
Right.
I think he wants to play another, you know, I think he's got one more go-around. But those things matter. And Tiger, there is nobody, everybody else can say that they're there for the integrity of the game.
Right.
He actually is the one person that throughout his whole entire time of doing things kept the integrity of the game at a higher level than what a lot of other people did.
Exactly.
Now, he irritated people because he won't play it at every tournament. Nobody else has to deal with everything that he has to deal with at these tournaments. You know, I can't even think of somebody. Joe, the Cockrack guy who just went to LIV. He could walk through here today and nobody would know him.
Exactly.
They would know that we.
Exactly.
And I love Zach Johnson. I bet Zach Johnson could walk through here today without a John Deere hat on or something.
Right.
And nobody would know who he was.
Right.
That's not Tiger. They know who he is. So it's a little different for him. But he's never going to sell the history of golf. Because he cares for Jack too much. He cares for Lee Trevino. He cares for those guys. And Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer was a big one.
And, you know, I think him and Jack even talked about it. And I think you're going to see here in the next couple of months that baby Jack Nicklaus comes out and says, you know what? Can you get more? No, you don't need more bass on your monitor.
No, please. Please.
I think Jack Nicklaus is going to come talk to them and say, okay, you can't have this going on. And your one thing that you're fighting is the fact that it is that it's Saudi Arabia money. You gotta throw that one out. Because if you start doing that, then China backed NBA and all the Amazon and everybody that's getting into the football things, the only reason they're getting in and they're getting all that is because they're just trying to get money.
Right.
It's no different.
Right.
I mean, there are just as many people out there in this country who don't like Amazon, who don't like Elon Musk, and don't like those guys because they make too much money. And they think the same thing. So there's no easy out for any of these guys.
Nope.
And I get – these guys like it because they get to play with the same foursome. So they get to pick their team, and they get to play 3 days – and then they get to go home.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I don't see what the issue is in doing it. So
it's a schedule of eight.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're making a lot of money. It's a schedule of eight. And again, though, I was, like I've said before, haven't seen one yet. I don't even know how to watch them yet.
No.
So we got to get that part figured out.
Yeah, and Greg Norman's trying to figure that out. So see, there would be. So if I was angry at Liv for something,
right?
You don't start an organization and you don't have an outlet. You have to have some outlet. I don't care if it was somebody out filming everybody. You had to have an outlet to show it somewhere.
Well, I think with the unlimited bucket of money, I don't think they cared about it. People saw it. They're still talking about it.
That's true.
And it's. I mean, I haven't seen a swing, and I haven't seen. You know, an ending to it per se, but it's in the headlines a lot.
I heard this one today too, so I'm going to give credit here. It was on the Dan Patrick show today. I happened to be listening to it.
Okay.
And he was talking about Amazon with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, and those guys are worth. I think one was worth like $26 billion and one was like worth $32 billion, something like that.
Oh, I thought it was in the hundreds of billions.
Let's even say hundreds of billions. And the Saudi Arabian money is almost up to like $6 billion. That's how much money they have that they can invest. The Saudi royal
six
family.
Billion?
Billion. Billion with a B.
Right. Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Sure.
You can keep a lot of people happy and in a good mood for $6 billion.
Well, and it's the idea that they're just, you know what? I'm going to play by my rules because it's my pocketbook. If you want to watch it, great. If you don't, don't. You know, I mean, it's the proverbial middle finger in the air on a lot of this aspect.
It is. One of the big stories yesterday that we really didn't talk about very much, I didn't talk about very much, Kyler Murray signed.
Oh, good Lord.
With the Cardinals he signed for $230 million, but only $165 million guaranteed. A lot of people were saying, you know, what's he ever done? And when healthy, these people are forgetting it is not a well-run organization.
No.
They have a head coach that nobody thought should be a head coach, and he's still the head coach because he gets along with Kyler. I think that's gonna matter.
Well, what is it? He's third highest behind Rodgers and I forget who the other, but I mean it's he's up there.
Up front, right?
He is up there.
And his only thing that he did was it's his turn. He's the next one up, right?
Right.
And that's what happens when that's why the Kansas City Chiefs did their due diligence and did Patrick Mahomes early.
Yep.
And made it so it wasn't a big cap hit last year, this year, and next year. And then it's a really big cap hit, and then it kind of goes down again so they can reload. So they can they get 3 years of him knowing that he's going to be here for a long time, and they get to keep some of that in for salary cap purposes. And I think that's a really good idea, and I think that's the way to do it. But it is, I get the thing with Kyler Murray is that the key to everything that we just said was when he's healthy.
Right.
He's really, really good. So if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I'm doing everything humanly possible to keep him healthy.
Right, exactly.
And that's when these teams do a really bad job, and that's when you know you're being run by a bad organization, and Kyler Murray happens to play for a bad organization. It doesn't stop him from getting paid his due. He has numbers.
He does, but is he too much of a spike of talent in that program right now?
Well, I think he had. There's so many different things that he can do that they can't do.
Right.
And the fact that he gets hurt is because he's running for his life all the time.
Right.
So it's just a crazy thing how, you know, we go through all this all the time about, well, he doesn't deserve that. Well, it's not the way the NFL and Major League Baseball and basketball is worked out.
Right.
It's who's ever next. If you are a good football player, they're going to pay you money. If you're not, you're going to get cut. You're going to go somewhere else. And then as soon as you go somewhere else, you can't get the same amount of money because the only person to give you the most money is your own team.
Again, we're talking Kirk Cousins being the genius of the league, it sounds like.
Not ever signing the contract.
Just
not once. And then you find out from what I told you from day one, his head football coach hated him.
Yeah.
So Kirk Cousins, making Kirk Cousins be the reason that they lose all the time, boom. That's,
so
he had an out. I got music.
We got music. We'll talk a little Deshaun Watson when we come back then.
We will. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you live from Iowa Speedway. We'll be right back.
The capital city. It's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are live at Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa. We are right in the midst of they're taking practice runs on the track.
Chaos.
Concerts going on. People are walking by. And to beat all of it, we all just got bomb pops.
Yeah.
Bomb pops are the bomb.
We just slammed through bomb pops. Like both of us have a brain freeze
Now I got a headache.
Exactly.
But we're gonna live through that. I want to thank you for joining us, Scott. Glad you came with me today.
Oh, heck yeah.
And you drove, which was even better.
Sure.
We want to thank Jeremy. We want to thank Steve for being out here. He's got his shoes kicked off. He's under an umbrella, eating an ice cream cone, and he's like, I'm in heaven. Jeremy's been running around like crazy all day.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank them for giving us the opportunity to come out here and have our show. We appreciate that. So we get us out of the studio every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get through this right now. So this is Hy-Vee IndyCar Race Weekend. It'll be hosted July 22nd through the 24th. Race Weekend will feature the only doubleheader on the 2022 NTT IndyCar Series schedule, the Hy-VeeDeals.com 250 presented by DoorDash on Saturday, and the Hy-Vee Salute to Farmers 300 presented by Google on Sunday. Indy Lights presented by Cooper Tires will compete in a single race on Saturday, July 23rd, and the event is known collectively as Hy-Vee IndyCar Race Weekend. That's how big Hy-Vee. I mean, Hy-Vee used to be 12 stores all across the central Iowa. So, I mean, where we're at, that's a big thing. This Speedway, here's the reason. Here's the issue with media all the way, and just media in general, that they think in order to have the right combination that you have to be in a big place. Right. I, on the other hand, agree with you that you have to have a good track.
Then
bring people here. The track was built by Rusty Wallace and his team. You knew it was going to be a great track. It's been that.
That's all you ever
and
hear.
And then they kind
you
of
hear the drivers
yep.
just say they love it.
Then they kind of went away from us, and now they're coming back because people said, you've got some races on TV that are boring. Mm-hmm. We watch practice. That's not boring. And just think what happens when they're actually racing for something.
Well, and it's this track, they can put their foot into it, go three wide. It's a racer's track.
And it's only 7/8 of a mile, which is incredible. And there's not a lot of high banking. It's just fun and fun to watch. And we're very excited to be out here today. I also going to do another one of my sponsors of our show, Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many more. Commitment that you can count on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, and private banking. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Can't do it without them. Couldn't get here without them. So I appreciate everything that they do. Okay, so we talked you through this. There have been 15 NTT IndyCar Series races hosted at the Iowa Speedway, with the last events contested during a doubleheader weekend in 2020. 2021, everything went to heck.
Yeah.
So now we're in 2022. So here's the one thing that we're asking people. This is Newton asking people. It's all of us asking. Give them a good showing this weekend. Right. Show that we care. Show that we want them back. Come out here. It is not a long drive. It's an hour drive from Des Moines.
Oh, not even that, dude.
Yeah, and by the time you park, get in. It's probably an hour.
Yeah.
At the most. Come out. Enjoy just sitting. And it's tomorrow, it may be a little warm. Sunday is going to be it's 80 degrees and gorgeous with a breeze.
Yep.
That is the day you come out. Just watching them go, and there's not even all the cars weren't on the track. It's fun, it is loud, and it is fast.
Exactly. It's intense, it's exciting. Yeah. So tomorrow's going to be hot. It's going to be hot watch. It's going to be hot temperature, but it's going to be a great time.
Oh, it's going to be a completely great time.
Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line.
Yes.
Why not?
Really? And then Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. I got dibs that one they sing it with each other on each show as well. So
I would probably lean towards it.
Because I think they know each other.
I think so.
Here's something that caught my eye today, and it's funny in two reasons. A college football team got caught doing some stuff it's not supposed to do. They coaches paid $60,000 in improper benefits to recruits.
Are you talking to the Volunteers?
The Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah.
So they're gonna investigate the college for something that now is legal.
See, that's exactly where I want to go. I wrote that down in my notes. Yep. Something we touch on.
So it's now legal to do. And the simple fact is the NCAA shouldn't be going and investigating anybody unless it investigates itself. And they're not going to do that either. So I wasn't – when I saw that, and I'm like – so here was the kicker part. So they're being investigated for paying $60,000 in improper benefits to a recruit. And their starting quarterback this year makes $8 million in NIL money.
Well, and what? It was the coach's wife – paid a recruit's mom's car payment for 6 months or something?
Yes.
I mean,
so she could come see her kid.
Right. I know.
I'm like, come on, folks.
Again,
you're battling the wrong battles.
I'm
all for battling, right? There's things out there to battle for, Scott.
I'm all for rules, and I understand rules. But if the rules are changed, isn't there a statute of limitations?
Right. And if I'm going to say it right now. The way the rules are changed, the way the rules are right now, everybody that's under probation or under investigation shouldn't be stopped, and it should be restarted because they're not helping anybody.
No.
And the only thing they're doing is trying to hurt people right now because they're not helping. They're not helping female athletes.
No.
They're not helping that young man who tried to commit suicide and didn't work. Thank God. Right. But he didn't think he had anywhere else to go. You are a part of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Right. He should have a place to go.
Right.
And he didn't.
It just seems like they're fighting fights because it's the only thing they can do.
Right. That's all.
That's all they got left.
So I'm not extremely happy about that one today.
Put your mouse on there. It's going to blow away.
It is going to blow away. I kind of need that one too.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit. So state championship game.
We talked about that on the drive over.
My son's senior year, your son's junior year, we played Johnston in that game.
Yes, that our sons played for Dowling, yes.
And now Dowling, Johnston going at it again.
Yep.
We talked a little bit, too, about Waukee Northwest, first time. Their girls softball.
That was a surprise to
me. Once again, that shows that splitting these schools – if split properly, gives both the opportunity to do good things. Because the Waukee team, I think, was actually better during the year, and the Waukee Northwest team actually won the championship. So high school baseball, it's...
What is it? 7 o'clock tonight is Dowling versus...
7:30. It's probably last night they were in Duane Banks.
Yep.
The championship game started like 8:06 for 3A.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right.
So I'm thinking it'll be probably about the same right there. So the other thing that we talked about today just a little bit, and I'm not sure, help me out, where is Maquoketa at?
Oh, Maquoketa is kind of north of the Quad Cities.
Okay.
It's over by the Missouri, or excuse me, Mississippi.
So today they had a person kill three people and then killed himself.
An incident,
in the state park. So that's another sad day.
Yeah. You scroll through topics of stuff that we want and need to talk about throughout the day, and you hope that it's all always good. But
and here was the last one. I thought this was kind of an interesting topic. We got about two minutes.
Okay.
Does Bill Belichick have to win another Super Bowl without Tom Brady to be considered the GOAT?
Yes.
Since he's never won a Super Bowl without him.
Yes.
I think he does too.
Right.
Because how do we know that it's Bill Belichick? Because Bill Belichick, the coach after Tom Brady, has barely been over 500.
Yeah, exactly.
So very interesting piece there to where you're we always try to say this. We when we don't like our quarterback, we blame the coach. When we don't like our coach, we blame the quarterback.
Yes.
Or is it the other way around?
Which came first, chicken or the egg?
And we're in a pretty big. You got to blame somebody.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And with a lot of these, now I wouldn't blame Bill. It's not like the New England Patriots aren't ready for football games. I just don't think he's a very good talent evaluator. And I think Tom Brady's exceptionalism overcome a lot of his personnel decisions.
Tom Brady's competitive nature.
Right, competitive nature.
I mean, to say it massively lightly. But
that's probably a better word for that. And Tom Brady's no dummy. Tom Brady left, and he left exactly where he wanted to go.
Right.
To prove the point. And now he proved the point. And then he got beat in a game last year, and he didn't think he was going to get beat in. And now he has to come prove the point again because he's sitting on $350 million to be a TV announcer.
Yep.
And that is more money than he's made playing football.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about football.
Exactly.
And guess the one thing that he doesn't care about? Making fun of other football players.
I'm going to hand my headset over to our guest because – microphones aren't going to work right now.
They're not going to work right now. We have her. She's coming in. She's the executive director of this track. That's what we're going to have next. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
This afternoon is the afternoon for disabled vehicles.